All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Keeling's Corner, week two in the books. Needless to say, it was a very interesting fantasy week for myself. I had a very, very terrible loss on Monday night. That was definitely heartbreaking. Saquon Barkley, I guess the Giants, you know, the Giants just doesn't leave the player. You know, you can leave the Giants, but, you know. Mikey, how'd you do this week? First off, Mikey, how you doing?
I'm great.
All right, that's good to hear. Coming from school, right?
Yep.
Coming from school.
Straight from school.
All right.
From class.
Good. That's good to get a break in. So, I know how that can be. So, Mikey, how'd you do this week in fantasy?
Well, I went 2-1 this week, but huge comeback. I had Drake London on Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football. That huge last drive won me the week.
Yeah, well, I mean that drive should never have happened.
Barkley may have sold a little bit, but
yeah, it's pretty remarkable actually. The amount of drops that I'm seeing in the NFL this year. Saquon Barkley is just like Drake London said in his post game. You know, the easiest ones are sometimes the hardest.
That's always been Barkley's problem. He's always. Like, he's made incredible catches.
I mean,
in his
rookie year, he had 91 catches, so he can catch the ball.
But, like, for whatever reason, he just, like, drops a simple ball. I guess he just loses focus.
I guess it's just one of those freak things. If you throw it to him 100 times, he's going to catch it 99 out of 100 times. I mean, that was a very easy play. I was up by going into Monday night. Let me give you a quick story before we get into this.
Okay.
So going into Monday night, I was up by 17 points, and I had Kyle Pitts. It's a half-point PPR, and I was playing Drake London, Jake Elliott, and the Eagle defense. So I did not trail the entire game. I was up by 2.5 points when the Eagles had the ball when Barkley dropped it. They get the first down. They don't kick the field goal. They run the clock out, and I win by 2.5. Okay? Instead, kick the field goal, so I go down by 0.5. All right? Because the field goal is worth 3 points. I was playing Elliott. Okay, so Barkley already cost me. So then I get a catch from Kyle Pitts to put me back up a point. Okay? And then I was still up because Drake London's second-to-last catch wasn't long enough to give the person I was playing the lead.
Okay.
So anybody else, because I was playing the Eagle defense, too. Yeah. So they were about to lose 2 points because they were going to go over, you know, the next threshold to lose 2 points in defenses. So literally anybody else in the Falcon offense could have caught a touchdown and I would have won.
Oh,
and it just had
crazy.
To be the guy who I was playing and who was, you know, invisible for most of the night. But all right, I don't want to spend too much time on that. I want to be able to get through the rankings and get through our picks. So this week we're going to do something a little different. I had Mikey make rankings. Okay, Mikey is going to give us his top 20 quarterbacks, his top 40 wide receivers, top, you know, 30, 40 running backs, top tight ends, and we're going to go through his week three rankings. Remember, everybody, this is for week three. This is not for the rest of the year. Okay, and I'm going to give my input on what Mikey has come up with, and that's where we're going to start. All right, so Mikey, we're going to start at I guess we'll go down the list.
Okay.
We'll try and make the quarterback position quick.
Yeah.
So let me hear your quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks, all right. So I got Josh Allen 1, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud, Dak Prescott, Jaden Daniels, Brock Purdy, Richardson, Mayfield, Carr, Cousins, Goff, Watson, Justin Fields, Williams, Herbert, and Sam Darnold at 20.
Okay. So, in slow motion, top five.
Okay. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. The only thing I would change is I would probably move Joe Burrow into the top three this week.
Okay.
I know he's throwing the ball into the end zone 19 times, so the touchdowns are going to come.
And then they got Washington.
And he's got Washington this week, which they've given up the most points allowed in the entire league. I like, if I was taking someone out of the top five, I would probably take Jalen Hurts. I'd probably take Jalen Hurts out of the top five. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to take Lamar Jackson out of the top five. So my top five would be Josh Allen. It would be Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Pat Mahomes, and
Hurts.
So, and then Jackson would come in. I like Stroud this week. I think that's a decent matchup. I also think Daniels could find himself in his first real shootout. He hasn't looked that good throwing the football. It's actually been pretty ugly, but he's still putting up numbers. He still has 5 touchdowns.
I mean, if he's rushing for yards, I mean, that's what that's where he's going to get his points.
Exactly. And where did you have Richardson? What number?
Richardson at 11.
You had an 11? Yeah, I don't even think I would. I mean,
I wasn't very high on him to start the season, and I don't love what he's been doing.
Yeah, certainly not last week. I actually, even though Brock Purdy's without Deebo Samuel this week, which is huge, I think the matchup against the Rams is a pretty good one, even though I could see the Rams, you know, potentially taking offense to what happened, you know, against Arizona. You know, they got beat up.
Yeah.
You know, they did. They got beat up. Prescott against Baltimore, not really fan of that matchup. By the way, I tried to warn everybody about Baltimore. I don't know how the rest of the season is going to go, but losing 15 players and 2 coordinators, especially a defensive coordinator, is huge. It's very hard to replace your starting middle linebacker, who is very, very good, and a coordinator, as well as losing 15 players in one offseason. It's just very hard, and Lamar Jackson is not that good. He is not that good. He is a great athlete. That is it. So if you get ahead of him, okay, that's it. And Derrick Henry, by the way, Derrick Henry has looked very old.
Yeah, about to say,
Derrick Henry has looked very old. I mean, listen, he could pick up. The NFL is crazy. From week to week, you never know who's going to win. Literally, it's any given Sunday, besides for the Panthers with Bryce Young.
You already know
that. Okay. They replaced the Panthers with Bryce Young were the only team that I feel couldn't beat any team on any given Sunday. Now that they have Andy Dalton in there, that boosts Deontay Johnson, that boosts Xavier Legette, that boosts Adam Thielen, that boosts that whole running game, okay, which helps Jonathan Brooks when Jonathan Brooks returns.
Should be back like next week, right?
Well, he's got to miss the first 4 weeks because he's on the IR.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So he'll probably be back, I'm going to say probably like week 6, week 7. But, yeah, I mean, that offense, Deontay Johnson should be very, very good in that offense now because Andy Dalton's going to run a professional offense. You know, I feel bad for Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible situation.
Yeah, terrible situation, but also the throws just are not there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just has not looked the part. All right, so we're going to move on from quarterbacks. I'm actually just going to say one last thing. Do not start guys like Justin Fields. That's really it, actually. Don't start Justin Fields.
And all Herbert also against that Pittsburgh defense.
Yeah, don't start Herbert against the Pittsburgh defense. And I guess we'll see what J.K. Dobbins is made of this week because he's owned the Steelers when he played for Baltimore. And the Steelers defense is a lot better this year. So we'll see how that goes. All right, Mikey, let's hear running backs. Let's hear your list. We're going to break down. Give me the top 12 first, and we'll discuss it.
All right, so Bijan Robinson, I got one. Jordan Mason. Saquon Barkley, Hall, Taylor.
All right, hold up.
All right.
I want to stop you right there. All right. What I would change is I wouldn't have Bijan 1. I wouldn't even have Breece Hall 1. I wouldn't even have Saquon Barkley 1. I would have Jordan Mason 1. Yeah, I mean, I would just have Jordan Mason 1. It's a great matchup. It's a great matchup.
I was considering it a lot.
You know, they're without Deebo, so they might lean on the run game a little bit more. Another guy that I like is Devon Achane. I was very surprised Thursday night. The offense ran through him.
Yeah.
Even when Tua was healthy, the offense ran through him. I think he got like 30-plus touches. So, which was crazy because coming into the week, he had an injury designation next to his name. Yeah, I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But he played, and he got a ton of carries, and he produced a lot. So, and I'm playing him this week, I think. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. I thought I was playing him this week in a league, but I'm actually not. Thank God.
Yeah.
All right, so continue.
All right, so then I got Kamara at 6, Gibbs at 7, Achane at 8, Josh Jacobs at 9, Cook at 10, Connor at 11, and Henry at 12.
All right, so hold on. You have James Cook in there?
Yeah, at 10.
So you have James Cook at 10. So you have Kyron Williams off that list?
Yeah,
Kyron
Williams. 13. I don't love him this week against
them. Kyron Williams at 13. Okay.
I think they're going to be down early and going to be passing a lot.
Well, I like Ramondre Stevenson a lot this week. I think Ramondre Stevenson jumps into the top 12. That Jet defense is not the same, okay? They need to give Hassan Reddick his money. The Jets are in a world of trouble, okay? But their schedule is easy, you know, for the next over the next couple of weeks, so they should be, you know, in decent shape. But for team wise, and when they start playing really good teams, they're in big trouble, especially if they don't get that defense figured out. I would move Ramondre Stevenson into the top 12 as an RB1. I'd probably move James Conner out of the top 12. I'm just not a big James Conner guy. Alvin Kamara, I think Alvin Kamara will probably be an RB1 this week. But I can't expect 4 touchdowns again.
Yeah,
I can't even expect 2. You know, that's a big test for them against Philly. Yeah. Now, who do you got at RB2?
All right, so I got Williams at 13.
Okay.
ETN, J.K. Dobbins, Ramondre Stevenson, Rashad White, Robinson on Washington.
Okay.
Montgomery, Pollard. I put Charbonnet if Walker's out, but I wasn't sure what's going to happen with that.
Okay, well, let me stop you right there for a sec so I can intervene here. There's one guy that you have not said that is hurt that...
Mixon?
Mixon.
Yeah.
Whether it's him or whether it's Akers, if Akers starts, he's going to be... He has RB1 potential in that offense. Okay, he could crack the...
You think so?
Oh, yeah. If Akers starts and Mixon doesn't play and Pierce is out too...
Oh, Pierce is hurt?
Yeah, Pierce didn't play last... No, Pierce didn't play last week. He's got an ankle injury.
Okay.
So if Akers is the starting running back there, Akers could finish week 3 a top 12 running back. I mean, it's a plus matchup against Minnesota. I really like that matchup. DeAndre Swift, I hope he's not anywhere near a list.
Oh, no. Swift is all the way at 31.
Yeah, that offense is really, really bad. Let me tell you, it looks like DJ Moore's missing Justin Fields a whole lot now.
I mean, I never thought that signing of Swift was a good signing anyway. I think he's like a minimum worth running back. I don't understand why they gave him all that money they did.
Yeah, I mean, and he was also a guy that was always hurt, too. Yeah. The Bears tried to catch lightning in a bottle. They went out and they got a 50-year-old receiver in Keenan Allen, who's always hurt, who's already missing games. They went out and they got a name in DeAndre Swift. You know, DeAndre Swift was... I'm curious to see what DeAndre Swift's best season was.
Probably his last year in the Lions, I'd assume.
I got to see it. Hold on. I got to look it up because I don't know it off the top of my head. I'm just very curious as to why... So his best year was actually last year.
Really?
It was the only time he was over 1,000 yards at 1,049, and he had 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I never thought he was good at running the football, and he's been behind the 2 best offensive lines in football in his career. Now they're throwing him behind, maybe the worst offensive line in football?
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams is running for his life back there, but Caleb Williams also does not look very good.
He's missing a lot of his throws.
You know, this isn't USC. This isn't, you know, you're not playing in the Pac-12 anymore.
Yeah,
you know that those types of throws on third down, those 2 interceptions that he had,
and also scrambling backwards for like 15 yards.
Exactly. Back. That's the only reason why, you know, I still have faith for him, because if you know, I was anybody else, okay, Bo Nix looks awful as well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, it's early, but this draft class could go down as one of the biggest busts. This could be like that Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield draft class, and Baker Mayfield is playing pretty good.
He has looked pretty good.
So yeah, go ahead. Finish out your top. Give me your top 30. So wherever you left off, give me the rest.
I finished off at Charbonnet. Yes. So Aaron Jones, Najee Harris, Zach Moss, Singletary. Well, here I had Mixon, but because I didn't know if he was going to play or not.
Where do you have Carson Steele?
He's coming up.
Carson Steele went for $150 fab dollars.
Really?
In my league. I put 62 for him. I thought I was going to get him, and I didn't.
I don't really love Steele this week.
It's not that I don't love him. It's that I do think he's going to get the bulk of the carries. Okay? It's just...
I'm going to be honest. Hunt's scaring me a little bit. That's signing a Hunt. And
but we have to also be real about Hunt. I picked up Hunt, okay? But we got to be real. He was the slowest running back in football last year. It was his worst year of his career, and he wasn't on a team. You know, a 29-year-old running back not on a team is usually not on a team for a reason.
I just think he might steal the goal line carries from Steele. And I think the Chiefs won't run the ball really all that much, and against Atlanta's defense,
I don't know. This Kansas City offense is not the same as what it used to be. The NFL has changed their defense. There is no more Patrick Mahomes pushing it down the field. Okay, they're running two safeties deep, and they're eliminating that. You know, they're eliminating the throws over the top. You know, Travis Kelce's, you know, invisible. Yeah.
1 for 6, right?
Travis Kelce's invisible. I mean, the tight end position itself is just brutal, but we'll get to that. All right, well, let's move on to wide receiver.
All right. So the top, what do you want to do, top 12 first?
Yeah, give me top 12.
All right, so I went Lamb 1, St. Brown, Chase, Rice.
Everyone with the St. Brown thing. St. Brown.
You don't like St. Brown this week against secondary of the Cardinals?
Not as a top three play.
Really?
Not as a top three play. And he's also hurt. He's also a little bit banged up. I could see him starting the game and not finishing the game. So guys like that always scare me. He would be in my top seven probably. But definitely not top three.
I think he's going to embarrass the Cardinals. I mean, I don't think they will. I think he's going to have a crazy week this week. I think over 100 yards, maybe.
I think that's going to be Jameson Williams.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
All right, so then I have Jefferson at 5.
Wait, who is 4?
Oh, Rice.
Okay.
Then Collins at 6. Ayuk, Davante Adams at 8. Tyreek Hill at 9. Smith at 10.
Mikey, where's Ja'Marr Chase?
3.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, no, I would have been crazy against Washington.
Yeah, I think Ja'Marr Chase, that whole Bengal team is going to get right this week.
Yeah, big week from them. Then Harrison and Wilson to finish up the top 12.
Harrison and Wilson. Okay, see, Tyreek Hill scares me a little bit, and I have him in 2 leagues. I don't know what Skylar Thompson is going to do. If I was in Miami, I would be getting on the phone right now, and I would be saying to the Pittsburgh Steelers, trade me Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, they made a move for a quarterback. We'll see how that works out.
Well, no, Tyler Huntley stinks.
You think so? I mean, I don't think he's good passing the ball, but I mean, he's got
3 passing touchdowns to 4 interceptions, and he was an all-pro. He played 8 games.
I mean, that was a joke. That
he played 8 games and threw for 1,000 yards. 8 games, 1,000 yards, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I don't care what you do running the football. That is terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, don't sell me on Tyler Huntley. Go get Russell Wilson. If I'm the Steelers, Rex Ryan and the entire Get Up staff in the morning said that the Steelers should be asking for a first round pick for Russell Wilson. I think they're nuts. But
yeah, that's crazy.
I think they're nuts. But I will say, if you're the Steelers, you're 2-0. Okay, Justin Fields, it's got to be the guy. You don't want to help Miami.
Yeah.
You know, but if they're offering you a second round pick, I got to eat it up.
I think it got to depend how the situation with Tua. I think they also have to call...
Well, he's already on IR.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I think they got to call Tannehill. Work him out, see how he looks. I mean...
Well, why haven't they?
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe they think they have something with the quarterbacks they have in their room, but...
I don't know if Skylar Thompson's the answer. I guess we'll find out. Tyreek Hill value takes a massive hit.
Yeah, I couldn't take him outside the top 10 because I feel like...
Well, he has 340 yards and 2 touchdowns, I believe, or maybe just 1 touchdown without Tua in 4 games. So if that gives you any hope, but he also had different guys throwing him the football.
Yeah.
I thought Mike White was a decent backup quarterback and Skylar Thompson beat him out. So what does that mean for Skylar Thompson? Does McDaniel see something in Thompson?
I thought he was pretty good.
I don't know. Maybe they see something in Skylar Thompson. Maybe we're wrong. Yeah. I loved Skylar Thompson at Kansas State. Okay, I really did. I liked him when he played there. But he has not been that good as a professional
and
quarterback.
Honestly, when he subbed in this week for Tua, he wasn't ready, I guess, maybe. But I don't know. He didn't look
well. That whole game was a disaster for that team. That whole team was completely in shambles. Yeah, but Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle to me are going to be the biggest stories to watch this week to see where their production goes, as well as Brandon Ayuk without Deebo Samuel. You know, now he should be back up and running again in football shape, or at least you would hope. Did you have Chris Olave in the top 12?
No.
Yeah, I don't like Chris Olave.
I don't. I mean, he's in my top 20, but I don't know. I feel like he's eventually going to have a week because he's a deep ball receiver.
Everyone's going to eventually have a week.
I think this might be his week where he finally starts playing.
It's possible against Philly. Anything is possible. It should be, you know, a decently high scoring game. Yeah, I mean that should be close to a shootout.
Yeah.
All right. So real quick, we're not going to talk about it. Just give me the rest of the top 30 wide receivers. We're not going to talk about it because I want to be able to make sure that we get to everything.
So I got Flowers, Godwin, Malik Nabers, Drake London, Mike Evans.
Yeah, I like Malik Nabers in my top 10. Continue.
I don't like it about the against the Browns, but okay. London, Evans, Olave, Metcalf, DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle, Michael Pittman, Ridley.
Yeah, I don't like Pittman either. I'd move Pittman down even more. Oh, continue. Yeah.
Diggs, Rashid Shaheed, Keenan Allen, Pickens, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I'm moving Pickens up this week. I think he could have a big week against the Jaguars. He had a 51-yard play called back and a touchdown back last week. If those plays don't get called back due to Broderick Jones and due to a terrible pick call, he finishes with close to 100 yards and a touchdown. Continue.
Tank Dell, Amari Cooper, Worthy, McLaurin, Deontay Johnson.
I like Worthy this week higher. Deontay Johnson, I would move up a little bit because of Andy Dalton. Continue.
Sutton, Robinson, Shakir, Brian Thomas, Lane McConkey, Addison, and then Darnell Moody to wrap it up.
All right, good list. One thing I want to say about Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is the Giants' offense. The offense is going to run through Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers will be a top 10 pick and should be a top 10 pick probably the rest, like a top 10 wide receiver play probably the rest of the year just because of the volume he's going to get.
I just think that the Giants' offense might get destroyed next week.
It's not going to. Daniel Jones is going to. The Giants are going to be just fine offensively from watching last week. I think they're going to be just fine.
All right.
Quick, tight end. Give me top 8.
Oh, where did tight ends go? Oh, here it is. McBride, Bowers, Kittle, Ferguson if he plays, Ingram if he plays, Laporta, Andrews, Kelsey, Pitts, Kincaid, likely Goddard.
Okay, I'm going to move Freiermuth every week for me is the top 8 wide receiver because his floor is like 8 points. The wide receiver position absolutely stinks. So I'll take a floor of 6 to 7 points rather than having a guy in there that could get a 0.
So who would you move out, like Pitts?
Honestly, I got to keep Pitts up there one more week. I'd probably...
Kincaid?
Yeah, probably Kincaid and likely. I don't like likely. I think that was just a one-week wonder. He might have another week where he blows up like that, but I don't think that's going to be consistent. All right, Mikey, it's that time. The time to make our picks.
All right.
All right. Let's get to it. We have, this is coming to you after the Thursday night game, but we're going to give you our pick anyway. Mikey, who you got? Jets,
I got
Patriots?
The New York Jets.
All right. I'm going to go with the Jets too, but I'm going to say that, I'm going to say the Patriots keep it pretty close.
Yeah, me too. I think around 14 to 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Right around. Well, I think that the Jets might score a little bit on Thursday night. Rodgers is all pretty right. good in prime time. All right. We got the Browns and we got the Giants.
I got Cleveland this week.
I'm going with the Giants. First time I'm picking the Giants.
First time I'm not picking the Giants.
First time I'm picking the Giants. Giants on the road in Cleveland. The Giants pull the upset.
Okay.
All right. We got not Jaguars. We got the Eagles and the Saints. Who you rolling with?
I got the Saints this week.
Saints. I'm gonna go with Philly.
Okay.
All right. We got Steelers, Chargers.
Ooh.
In Pittsburgh, for Pittsburgh's first home game, I'm rolling with the Steelers. You know I'm rolling with them.
I'm gonna roll with the Steelers too.
All right, we got the Broncos and the Buccaneers.
I'm going to go Buccaneers.
I'm going to go Buccaneers as well. I don't think the Broncos can score. Green Bay, Tennessee.
I'm going to go Green Bay.
I'm going to go Tennessee. Carolina, Vegas.
I'm going to go Vegas.
I'm going to go with Carolina. Miami, Seattle.
I'm going to go Seattle.
I'm going to go Miami. Cardinals, Lions.
Detroit hasn't looked that good this year. I'm going to go Arizona.
I want to take Detroit, but I'm going to go Arizona too. Ravens, Dallas.
I'm going to go Dallas.
Yeah, I'm taking Dallas at home. Ravens 0-3 to start the year. Rams, San Fran.
I'm going to go San Fran.
I'm going to go San Fran just because of the lack of weapons if Cooper Kupp doesn't play. And Sunday Night Football, Falcons, Chiefs. I can't go against Kansas City, so.
I'm going to go Atlanta.
I'm going to go Kansas City. Jacksonville, Buffalo, two Monday night games.
All right. I'm gonna go Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm gonna take actually Jaguars are 0-2, right?
I believe so.
I'm gonna say the Jaguars go into Buffalo and stun the world.
Okay.
Washington, Cincinnati.
I'm
taking
go Cincinnati.
All right, those are our picks for week 3 of the NFL. Mikey, good luck.
Good luck.
I will say that it is Wednesday when we are recording this, so picks can change. Make sure that you get your picks in Sunday. Don't make your picks early. Remember, if you want to make your picks, go to foxsportsnewjersey.com, sign up, and make your picks. All right, Mikey, it was another great episode. Another exciting week of football ahead of us, and I really hope all of our fantasy teams win.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey. We will see you next week, and we will talk to you guys, the listeners, next week as well. Good luck in week 3. Keeling's Corner, out.